must say that I'm happy to report that I've been doing a pretty dang good job at maintaining optimal hormone levels. Because for me, feeling my best means taking a holistic approach to wellness where nature-inspired ingredients meet science. So, allow me to introduce Estro Control. Estro Control is a formula developed by Happy Mammoth, a supplement company dedicated to making women's lives easier. And Estro Control contains science-backed herbal extracts that help support hormonal health, especially in women who suffer from PMS. And the way Estro Control eases PMS is honestly quite interesting. So the ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. So when the estrogen isn't processed well in the liver, women may start having PMS, spots on the skin, get intense cravings, maybe feel low all of a sudden. And so Estro Control was created to help women feel like themselves all throughout the month. Because let's be honest, PMS can rob us of a good week in our lives every month, and that's not fair. So that is why I'm going to shout about Estro Control on top of the mountains. So for a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MAGIC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code MAGIC for 15% off today. Magical friends, yomis, my name is Raquel, and thank you for tuning in to the Your Own Magic podcast, which is a podcast that has been focused on sharing messages for the creative and the curious soul for the past 7 years or so. Yet it is time. It is the end of an era for the podcast. And what I mean by that is it's the end of the podcast that we once knew. Though I promise you, this is not goodbye forever. It's not the end forever. It's just the end of an era, the end of something that I have felt for a bit now that it's time to move on from and evolve. But I do want to take a pause as we are about to approach episode 444, Euro Magic's very special number, my very special number, and allow myself time, a hiatus, to take a pause and see where I would like the podcast to go. Because having to think of what to post week to week doesn't allow me that time, and also allow time for this new chapter in my life. But I will talk all about that in a solo this week. I want to just revisit some of the most special messages that have been delivered by incredible guests over the years. And also I want to thank you. Thank you for the around 12 million downloads that Your Own Magic has collected thanks to you. And you've created this space where I could connect with like-minded souls and dive into topics of healing and self-exploration and just explore the beauty of the human experience. And I just feel so lucky to connect with so many incredible humans who listen to the podcast, who have been on the podcast. And I am walking away during this hiatus with a very happy heart because I'm feeling very, very, very grateful for this experience and opportunity that you, the listener, have gifted me. And that is why I can't walk away from this podcast forever. But I think that 444 is a good time to take a pause. And when the inspiration hits, come back. And who knows, maybe I'll do little pop-ins in a couple months from time to time, little solo pop-ins. So make sure you are subscribed so that you are notified when the podcast hits. I just want to thank you for being part of this journey and for continuing to support the podcast after all this time and support all the magical conversations that we've had over the years. And I'm just so excited for the next chapter. But for now, I'll leave you with these powerful messages from Your Own Magic guests. So I don't want you to be sad, because I will be coming back. It will just be a whole new version of Your Own Magic. So please, please subscribe so you know when a new episode is released. But anyway, with that said, I believe it is time to let the magic begin with all of these lovely Your Own Magic guests. And I'm going to begin with Rebecca Campbell. So this is the last question that I ask all the Your Own Magic guests. How would you advise the Your Own Magic listeners to create their own magic?
I think just spend even just like 2 minutes a day with your soul, with yourself, like connecting, and then think of one little baby step you can take each day to act on it.
And here is Moby.
Essentially, either everything in the universe is miraculous or nothing is. And when I take a step back, you know, earlier I mentioned like the epiphanies that I've had just simply landscaping and recognizing the importance of these natural systems. And so what I would say to people is step outside the world of social media, step outside the world of tabloid media, step outside the world of, you know, anger and small thoughts. And look at the universe. Look at, you know, the majesty of nature. I know that might sound like a cliche, but on a molecular level, on a subatomic level, on a cellular level, on a galactic level, and the fact that we are comprised of that. You know, there's not a single part of you or me or Lindsay or anyone listening that wasn't present at the Big Bang. You know, we are all 15 billion years old. And our matter has been spread throughout the universe, and we've been stars, we've been planets, we've been water, we've been everything. And I feel almost like evil is anything that keeps us from that awareness, or at least the dawning awareness of how unbelievably sublime and magical we already are. I mean, think about it. You eat some black beans and immediately your body knows how to like digest them and turn them into optic nerves and turn them into bone marrow and turn them into fingernails or what have you. Like, we are constant manifestations of magic in the most literal sense. And I think it's just becoming more connected to that.
Robert Hartwell. How would you advise the Your Own Magic listeners to create their own magic?
I would advise you to trust what you know inside has been asking to come out. We're constantly looking for magic externally, and the magic is already inside. That idea that has been keeping you up at night, that's the idea to go invest in a program that's going to help you get that idea out. That relationship that you have been longing for, you are a beautiful person. Go experience that magic. Like, say yes to that thing. And I think everyone that's listening right now, you know what that thing is that you've been denying. And creating your magic is asking you to say yes to that thing and trust that everything that you need then for it to come to fruition is on the other side if you're saying yes and taking the first step.
Ooh, I'm loving my winter glam with a bold red lip and shimmering eyeshadow. But of course, most days I like to put on a touch of mascara, maybe a tinted lip balm. Keep it light, keep it simple. But no matter the vibe, I always want my makeup to look flawless, but also feel good on my skin. And that is why I am excited to share Thrive Cosmetics with you, which I've been using since 2020. And I go from fresh face radiance to high impact holiday glam throughout the winter season. And their beauty products truly do elevate my routine. I mean, the best part is that Thrive Cosmetics is certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, yet still have amazing quality. Their clean, skin-loving formulas are created with the highest performance standards. And so, You'll see why. I mean, they have thousands of five-star reviews. One of the things I love most about Thrive Cosmetics is their mission to give back with every product purchase, whether that's supporting those impacted by cancer, domestic abuse survivors, veterans, or education programs. And so let's talk about their formulas. Their products not only perform beautifully, but also nourish and protect my skin. I've talked about how much I love their Liquid Lash Extensions mascara, and I'm going to say it again. It never fails to impress me. It gives you the look of lash extensions without any clumping, flaking, or smudging, and you can simply just wipe it off with warm water. I highly recommend checking out their limited edition holiday packaging. It's festive, it's stunning, guaranteed to make someone's day or yours. So brighten up your holiday look with Thrive Cosmetics, the luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/magic. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/magic for 20% off your first order. Cheers to looking fabulous this holiday season. Let me tell you about the most fabulous makeup brush I've ever used, the Pinnacle Foundation Brush by Anissa Beauty. And you know that I'm all about supporting conscientious companies that care about the planet, yet also deliver amazing products. So Anissa Beauty checks all the boxes. They've been around since 2019, and they've been leading the way in creating vegan, cruelty-free makeup and skincare brushes that are safe for your skin and the environment. And what really sets them apart is their commitment to quality and innovation. Their founder, Anissa Talwar-Kiker, brings over 30 years of industry expertise to the table, so she knows what she's talking about. So now let's talk about this Pinnacle Foundation brush that I love. It's my go-to as of late, whether I'm using a tinted moisturizer or even foundation. It gives me this airbrush finish that honestly looks like a pro did my makeup, and I'm far from a pro with makeup, but seriously, you'd never guess this brush was made with sustainability in mind, because the quality is just, it's next level, I promise you. It is the best brush I've ever had. So if you're in the market for high quality, eco-friendly brushes that will transform your beauty routine, Anissa Beauty is so worth it. Check out the Pinnacle Foundation Brush, as well as several other amazing brushes at anissabeauty.com, and get 30% off site-wide with code MAGIC. That's A-N-I-S-A-Beauty.com, code MAGIC for 30% off. Your skin will thank you. I'm excited for you to listen to Lisa Nichols.
I would advise create your magic by one, the recognition that abundance is and has always been your birthright. So first is the awareness. It's letting it in mentally and emotionally, feeling the feeling of, hold on, abundance is and has always been my birthright. The fact that I'm born, I get to have abundance. Second is to recognize abundance isn't something that you have to go get. Abundance is something you expand. You have beautiful relationships all around you. They just get to be made more beautiful by you. You don't have to go find a beautiful relationship. You can make the ones you're in beautiful. I've done it over and over and over again. I've taken relationships that did not feel good, and over a period of time, I can make them beautiful. I was telling someone yesterday in another interview that who I see in the mirror today, I'm blown away, because 30 years ago, I didn't see her. 30 years ago, I judged her. 30 years ago, I was angry at her mocha skin and her full lips and her round hips, because I measured my self-love on other people's appreciation for who I was. And now when I look in the mirror, gosh, I'm so kind and so loving to myself, you know, and I'm 30 years older and I love myself 10 times more. And so I would say to the magical lives and the magical people and the magical opportunity is emotionally fall in love with what you have at a whole new level. Re-choose every part of your life. Re-choose it, and choose it like you've chosen it for the very first time. And then surround yourself. It might not be your biological community or the community that you've been dropped into, but go find the tribe of unicorns.
Go find the tribe of corns that will allow you to put your unicorn horn on, and they don't expect you to be a horse. They don't expect you to hide your unicorn horn in your pocket. They celebrate your unicorn. We're out here. We're waiting on you. We love you. We honor you. We acknowledge you, and we cannot wait to see you and celebrate who you are becoming.
This was a beautiful episode with my good friend Charlie Rocket Jabali, which we recorded on his porch in Ubali.
Okay. Magic, creation comes from like the simplest thing, feeling good.
Mm-hmm.
When you feel bad, it's hard to create. So hard, like I'm a great manifester. And if there's like gravity and weight on me, like I can't think of the word possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I think of possibilities, when I feel good, it's got like a little like fairy dust on it. And it's like you look up to the left when you say possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but when you feel bad, like the word possibilities doesn't even mean anything. You can't even have an imagination. Like imagination is the key to creation. Like when we were kids, we would sit on the floor and create entire worlds in our heads. Like we would play with our toys or Barbie dolls or whatever, and we would create entire worlds in our imagination. Now imagine if as adults, knowing what we know and having the freedom and the tools, if we could have an imagination. But where did our imaginations go as we got older? It got replaced with like mathematics. Mm-hmm. Of like realistic things, like the greatest inventors in the world or like a Steve Jobs, they have imaginations. So you want to be successful, you want things in your life, start with the vision, because once you see something, then you can believe it.
Mm-hmm.
So it starts with the imagination. So to feel good, to have good energy, to visualize possibilities, to write them down, to tell everybody, as I speak, I create, abracadabra, to look at your pieces of paper as, you know, like magic scrolls, and your pen is a magic wand. And as you're writing it, always say to yourself, it's already done. Time hasn't caught up yet. Like, that's what I do at the end of
it's
every...
It's already done.
Time hasn't caught up yet. Like, I knew I was in a commercial with LeBron and Serena. I knew I was a Nike athlete when I thought it. Just time hadn't caught up yet. That's that believing bigger. Like, mm-hmm. That's that confidence. That's that saying, oh, this is going to be easy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, these are the secrets to creating. And it's that frequency that you put out there. Because when we have a dream, it feels so good. But then our brain triggers like 2 seconds later and starts saying, that's not realistic. Like, come on. Like, how's that going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
We got to shut that part off. We got to silence that part of our brain that's going to kick in and say something is not realistic. And we got to replace that with, oh, man, it's going to be so easy. It's going to be easy. Like plenty of people have had magical things happen. Like, I've even had magical things, so why can't it happen again? It's going to be easy. So that's my formula of manifesting.
Woo! Trevor Hall had been on the podcast previously, and then for the second time, he came on with his wife, Emery Hall. And this is what the two creative and brilliant souls had to share about how to create your own magic.
Yeah, I don't know what I said last time. I think I would say, you know, getting out of your way.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Mm. Just doing whatever it is to get you out of your own way.
That's
probably my answer.
That's the only way we can tap into our magic, is removing those blocks.
Yeah, I think the word listen came to me.
Yeah,
like, listen, like...
Right.
In quietude is where I think all the answers lie. And when we're truly listening in like the deepest sense, I think all the magic that is meant to come through us becomes so clear
and seen, and it's in the noise of our daily lives, I think, that we get out of our own magic. And when we stop listening to ourselves, to our hearts, to our intuition, to our inner knowing, that's when the magic kind of gets covered up. So yeah, I think it's just get out of your own way and listen. They go together.
I had to do Jordan Younger, my dear friend, next after Trevor Hall because he's her favorite musician. Also one of my favorite musicians, and I was like, hey, I might as well insert Jordan nearby Trevor. Why not? So here is Wise Words from the Soul of Jordan Younger, aka the Balanced Blonde.
Oh yeah, I'm sure it's a different answer because I just go so off the cuff. How would I advise you to create your own magic? I would say listen to your heart and your soul. And the best way to do that is to take time for yourself every day, whether you're meditating or taking a shower and allowing yourself to go quiet and tell the universe that you're open for business. And that's when you'll get your best ideas, clarity, releasing from anxiety, and then trust yourself and have the confidence to know that you are the only you that ever existed. You're so special, and there's no reason to compare yourself to anybody else. The magic that you can create is simply yours, and you're the only one that can do it, and the world needs you.
With Monica Berg.
Life doesn't have to be so hard. You know, even the things that disappoint us or that scare us or that make us feel some kind of negative feeling, you know, address it, yes, but also understand that your experience of it is completely dependent on your consciousness about it and about your life and about your purpose here. So I think so much more time and energy needs to go into that, to what we think and to what we allow ourselves to think or to affect us. You know, oftentimes, again, I hear this too, where children get a diagnosis and their relatives think this or they think that or they said this or they look differently or down at their child. It's like, okay, we can't be busy with really any of that because then you're really going to miss the point to why you came into this world.
Yes. Oh, so beautiful. And with that said, this is the last question. I've asked you this every time you've been on the podcast before and every time it's likely going to be different. Today, how would you advise your own magic listeners to create their own magic?
You love these big questions at the end.
I know.
I would say the one thing that you woke up with today that was worrying you or that you felt not strong enough to conquer or tackle, like really in this moment, as you hear these words, take one step into changing that reality. One step in the positive direction, away from limited thinking or negative thoughts or being stuck, and just hit one step in a direction that you know is completely opposite from what you're currently doing to help you get there.
Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health, their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's badlandsranch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Do Don Miguel Ruiz Jr.
The truth exists whether you believe in it or not. That's something Neil deGrasse Tyson said. Let me add something to that then. A belief only exists for as long as you believe it. So all this stuff is just an illusion. It's just set by agreement. That's what makes it an illusion. It's all created by agreement.
All these social agreements.
Yeah, like, you know, it's all just a symbol. And every word we use is an empty symbol whose definition is subject to agreement. Every word changes. So the ability to listen, to continue an agreement, and mind you, an agreement is just the action of saying yes to something. So that's why I like reading history books and biographies and physics books. It reflects the creation that we live in. Man-made creation, I should say.
So then, given your knowledge, your lengthy knowledge of history and physics and love even, and soulful Toltec wisdom, why do you think we're here? Why do you think we're here existing as humans on Mama Earth?
Oh, there's so many versions of that answer. yeah, it's just this. Just a moment. A moment. A chain reaction of an imbalance some time ago. After you know, the Big Bang is just a moment where a chain reaction occurred. But then before the Big Bang, you can say, this is one of the theories out there, that the universe imploded into itself. Before the Big Bang, what existed? Another universe, a universe that expanded and contracted, expanded and contracted. What's the purpose? That's up to all of us individually to come up with that answer. Nobody, like, as a whole, you know, it's not going to come with the mind that's going to answer that. It's going to be with a moment of silence where we see each other and just recognize each other. Individually, we'll all answer it very differently, 7.5 billion at least. So how we answer that, what's the purpose, to me, is to enjoy life.
With Niasha Williams.
My challenge to your listeners is to imagine. So I feel like a lot of times when we sit in our spiritual walks and our spiritual journeys, and we sit with tarot and oracle, we're generally focusing on self. We're focusing on, you know, our personal healing and our personal journey. And that is important. We do need to do that work. But my challenge is to expand that collectively. And so starting to look beyond yourself, looking at how the work that you're doing can be done in collective collaboration towards the betterment of our world. And so I'm going to give more inspiration behind this, but this is my book for the year. I'm obsessed with this book. It's called 78 Acts of Liberation, Tarot to Transform Our World. It is phenomenal. The author follows me on Instagram and was inspired actually by Black Tarot and visuals they saw in Black Tarot. And they reached out to me and asked me to do sensitivity read for this book. So I was a supporter in that way for this book. But this book, the author, Lane is what their name is, Lane Smith, they were inspired by thinking about the tarot as collectives. So when we see the tarot deck, especially our major arcana, we see it as individual people, right? You've got like the Fool, and you've got like the Magician, it's one person, and you've got the High Priestess, and everyone's an individual person. This whole book is about reimagining the tarot deck as collectives, and not just any collectives, collectives that fought for liberation in our world. So we're talking Black Panther Party. We're talking about all of these really powerful communities and collectives that have helped bring liberation and fight for liberation within our world. And so it's just a super powerful book. I can't go on and on about it. It's like I'm trying to buy it for everybody because it's so good. It's so phenomenal. And I just like, when I interviewed them, I was like, are you creating a deck? Because what? Like, I want this deck with these collectives, because I'm like, that would be so visually like what? And they said the deck is not for them to create. They just wanted to write the book. But I was like, you've inspired me. I'm like seeing and envisioning so much in relation to that. But I just want to invite people to challenge the way that they're moving with divinational tools, challenge the way that they're moving with their spiritual walk, and how that they can expand the way that they're moving towards collective change.
Emma Milden, we recorded this on her couch in New Zealand. Here are some wise words from Emma.
Telling you the story of how you can hear the sound of your voices, your grandmother's calling you, your ancestors.
Wow.
And they're asking you, she says, wake up, child, wake up, listen, listen. You know, and I feel like there's so many women and men out there at the moment that are feeling like the zombie apocalypse of just 9 to 5 is over. You know, yeah, we're all watching Netflix, but we're thinking. Mm-hmm. You know, like, and yeah, so I think I ended the book on that song because I felt so passionate about it. And it was a song that I promise you will haunt you in the most mesmerizing and mesmerizing. I'm tired. I have a leaky vessel. It will haunt you in the most beautiful way. In the way that your dark goddess will awaken within you. And I hope that you guys greet her and honor her and feel her out in the most glorious ways, because she's a side of you that has so many more lessons and tools to teach you than you can even imagine. And yeah, at first she's wild and untamable, and you'll feel like you've hit a crazy, crazy switch. But that's the point.
How would you advise our listeners to create their own magic?
Oh, I wonder if this is the same answer. I would say stay curious. Curiosity is the best way to evolve and expand and develop and grow, which is the whole point.
This next soul is a walking poetry book. You may have heard her meditations on Insight Timer, and that is Sarah Blondin.
This is, how do you do this quickly? Hold on.
You don't have to. You can listen and take all the time you need.
I think it is your own love you are lonely for.
Oh, wow. Boom, world.
It's your own love you are lonely for.
Love, lonely for.
So, you walk into a time-traveling portal to see your 16-year-old self, 16-year-old Sarah. What would you whisper in her ear to prepare her for her journey ahead?
Deeper, deeper still. Go deeper still. Because I was so following the external.
Wow. And then the last question I ask all the Euromagic guests. How would you advise the Euromagic listeners to create their own magic?
Sit and listen. That is all. That's it. Sit and listen.
Yeah.
It's like so simple.
See, it's Yoda wisdom.
Yoda wisdom, just plain straight up.
Just plain straight up for real.
Yeah, we're so complicated.
I could not believe this one happened. I mean, someone can still pinch me. This episode was with Gabrielle Bernstein. Will you define love?
Love is who we are. Love is our authentic truth. Love is an energy, an ever-present energy that is within us and around us.
Define God.
God, again, is the same as love. God is that ever-present energy of love that is within us and around us.
So the universe gave you billboards at absolutely no cost. They're free, a gift for you to share just one message across the main highways and major cities all around the world. What would these billboards read?
You are good enough.
Oh, yes. Always. And this is the last question that I ask all the Euromagic guests.
How would you advise the EuroMagic listeners to create their own magic?
To spend devoted time visioning what they desire, envisioning what brings them joy, and feeling into the feelings of that vision.
Oh, Bree, one of my dearest, dearest friends and also co-retreat leader with Bree Melanson.
So the other kind of pathway and the way to look at this is, how would this manifestation help me be of service to others, right? How is this going to open me to be a vessel for divine creation? By the way, it's why you're here, right? And this isn't always about being so big in the world. This might just be, you know, within a relationship, within my children, within my family, like whatever it is, how would this manifestation help me be of service? So say again, I want that perfect house, right? I want the perfect house and it's got to have these things. And again, that's good. It's totally fine to imagine the specifics, but you want to look at, even though with the specifics, you can look at how they're going to make you feel so that you're reminded of, right? So sorry, I'm looping back to this first kind of prompt, but if I want hardwood floors, I want hardwood floors so that I feel connected to earth and connected to my body. I want a fireplace so that I feel, et cetera, right? So how does it open you to be in alignment with soul and source creation? So this other part is, how would this desire help me be of service to others? So my soul would desire this so even if I'm looking at, you know, oh, I want partnership, my soul might desire this so that I may release my illusions of what love is from a conditional perspective, and open to the creative power that lives within my heart. Our hearts are the channel for co-creation. So the more pure our heart, the more pure our intentions, the more powerful our magnetic field. Just keep in mind, the ego is going to be like, well, what about my stuff? It's like, we're trying this for a minute, babe. We did it. We've done it your way for a long time. We're just going to try this other way for a second, okay? And in this course, it's only 30 days. Give it a go, huh? We've given years to doing it the other way. Can we afford the next 29 days to just try this, right? So these are two ways to flip your mind, to reframe ego-based desires into your soul's desires. And of course, you feel like you want to revisit what is my soul, please feel free to do so. When we are aligned with our inherent expression with our soul, we are aligned with the current of creation. It means that we are carried. We are in the flow to receive the insight that will best fulfill our path. And we are in alignment with the natural unfolding of, oh, I don't know, all of creation. I love this saying. I come back to it all the time. It helps me to relax into, oh yeah, I'm just relaxing in my inherent expression. There's nothing I need to do. I'm just allowing. So, wow. This is a funny thing with the screen there. Okay. So what are you to do? You are going to choose one thing that you would like to manifest and reframe your desire from the perspective of your soul. When we are free writing, remember, it's always helpful to find that heart space so that it can come from the heart and not the head. Remember, it'll get easier with time. There is no wrong way. Only way is through. If you're wanting to go deeper, I would recommend maybe doing the breath work that we have available. Either one of them would be helpful to help you drop into the essence of your soul's presence and desires. So I'm so excited for you to dive into this. This is a really powerful practice. The practice for today is really just to look at one desire. You want to go hard, you want to go deep. I love that for you. You can do the breath work. You can reframe different desires. You can get specific, but know that the practice is just a free ride on one desire and how we reframe that from the perspective of our soul.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
This next pair, the couple who happens to be taking over the podcast game, and in fact, their podcast, The Skinny Confidential, Him and Her, was one of the inspirations of even creating a podcast in the first place. And so, I am very happy to have had Lauren and Michael Bostick on the podcast.
I would say that you, whatever you want in life, you can create. And no one is going to do it for you. You are completely and utterly in charge of your own future. So if you're waiting for something to happen, or you're waiting for Monday, or you're waiting for money, or you're waiting for perfection, stop and act and execute and understand that you have the ability to create a compelling future by design. And again, no one's going to do it for you.
So well articulated. I love that.
Yeah. And to amplify that, I think, you know, there's a story I always tell where it's like back in the day, and this is definitely not my interest anymore, but I used to play all these video games when I was a kid, and everyone said, don't do that. That's a waste of time. Don't do that. And there's kids now playing esports that are making millions of dollars a year doing this. And the reason I tell that story is I think to execute on what is going to be successful in your life, you have to really get to the core of what it is that you actually like doing. It can't be what your mom thinks you like doing, or your dad, or your friends, or what society. You have to get to the core of what you as an individual really care about and are really passionate about, and then start carving a niche out of that space. I mean, you could literally like anything, and with the internet, there's a space now for you to create a business or a brand around that certain thing. And so I would really start to ask yourself, what are you truly passionate about? What do you really care about? And start moving in that direction immediately.
She is such a visionary. Annie Tarasova, also known for her collection, Dreamy Moons.
Define love.
That is so hard.
I know.
I feel love is what you came from, and love is the highest vibrational state you can be in.
Damn! Breaking out more chills, breaking out more tattoos. Oh my gosh. Annie, that's beautiful. Oh. So, the universe gave you 3 billboards to share 1 message across the main highways in major cities all around the world. What would these billboards read?
Oh, I feel like I have like an answer straight up for this one. I feel like a lot of people need a reminder that their problems are not as important and not as big as they think they are. So maybe a billboard that is saying your problems aren't as big as you think they are.
I love that. Got problems?
Yeah, because we just worry about such little things. Yeah. And if you put it into perspective, it's nothing, you know?
And it is a reminder that everybody does need to hear, because we're carrying around all these ideas that this story, this narrative we've created is a problem, mm-hmm. which is probably not in the grand scheme of things. It's actually probably a blessing. So
exactly.
I love that. You walk into a time traveling portal to see your 16-year-old self. What would you whisper in her ear to prepare her for her journey ahead?
Don't allow yourself to be so influenced by the people you surround yourself with. When I was 16, I surrounded myself with people who were into partying and boys and drinking. And I was only 16, but I was really affected by that. And I found myself doing the same thing. And now when I look back, I think to myself, wow, like, who was I?
You have come a long way.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. So, the last question, which you probably can't predict, that I ask all the Euromagic guests. How would you advise the Euromagic listeners to create their own magic?
Discover what connects you with your inner self and never stop doing that.
One of my dearest friends who trekked one of the most intense experiences of my life as we trekked the Annapurna Himalayan range in Nepal. This was one episode where I didn't ask that last question, but he still has very valuable insight towards the tail end that I decided to insert here for you. And this is Vishuddha Das.
The reason it's so hard for us to feel that oneness is because we get so caught up in perceiving things and mm-hmm. identifying things and detailing every little thing we do. And that's why for me, like you guys kind of noticed when we were hiking, is I'm just kind of flowing with things.
Yeah.
Because I noticed for my mind, just like the trip showed me, is that the more I identify stuff, the less I love it. Because your ego just keeps trying to rip things apart and pick things apart and nitpick everything, because it's what we do in the West. We individualize everything rather than seeing reality as the collective consciousness it is, the oneness it is. So it was a really good reminder for me to step back and stop doing that, and you know, not just to do it when I'm on acid in the mountains looking at a boulder in the fog, but even now in like Pokhara in the middle of this Nepalese city, to while I'm walking down the sidewalk, not nitpick all these little things, but just kind of see the blur of being that's kind of playing in front of me. So just little things like that are what psychedelics teach you and show you, and then your choice when you experience that is, am I going to take this as a one-off trip that I can, you know, geek out about, or am I going to actually write this down and try to practice this in my life? And that's why setting intentions is so important. And again, deciding where and when you trip is really important too.
This woman is a powerhouse, and her name is Melissa Ambrogini. I love her accent, by the way.
Trust yourself. Tune in, go inward, listen to what your heart desires, and then go for it. Leap, be brave, courageous, trust your beautiful self, and just go for it. Do whatever your heart is telling you to do, because we only get one precious life. We don't know how long we're here for, and so we may as well go for it.
Miss Ali Michelle, which this wouldn't have been born without her.
I wrote this one poem, and it's honestly one of my favorite ones I've written. It's very long, but just the first line is, I once knew a bird who was tamed by being convinced that she was broken. And so to me, like, that's kind of the crux of it all. It's not the journaling and the yoga and the green juicing. It's so much deeper than that. It's like, what's your programming? What's your beliefs about yourself? Like, what is the root cause of it all? Like, get to that, and also experiment a little bit, because here's the thing. It's like, if you see you and you can feel a sense of who you are, it doesn't really matter how anyone else sees you. And I still care what people think, of course. Like, it's very difficult to 100% not to. Mm-hmm. But the difference for me now is that doesn't stop me from taking a step in faith. And I can't say with certainty I know who I am, because I'm always evolving. But I just keep taking a step, even if it's crawling, you know, because the alternative would be being that bird and allowing my wings to atrophy. And we were meant to fly. We were meant to fly, so.
And the next magical guest, Mastin Kipp.
I think it's about doing the travel work, right? So, and magic, by the way, if you look at like Arthur C. Clarke, great writer of science fiction and science mind, talks about any advanced technology is seemingly indistinguishable from magic, right? When something is super, so if you take like an iPhone to a cave person, it's like magical to them. And I think that magic, like I love Harry Potter. I love the idea of magic. I think magic is something that is the nature of the universe in a lot of ways. Like I think like there's a lot of things that are unexplainable to our certain view of things. And I think that the fastest and most efficient way to kind of step into your own magic is to do your trauma work. Because if you look at, for example, like the Harry Potter series, that is a story about one boy who didn't have a mother, who you know, was an orphan, who had no parents, had no love, had no relationships, and thought he had to do it on his own and feared death, and he became Voldemort. And then there's another boy who was saved by the love of his mother, even though she wasn't around for very long, who had those secure attachments and those relationships, and through doing his own work, essentially, and having help and working on himself and being able to heal his trauma and have that secure attachment from childhood, essentially defeat the traumatized person, right? So when you look at, like, for example, Harry Potter as an example, one of the most powerful lines in the whole series is in one of the final stories when he says, "I'm not afraid to die," or "I'm ready to die," or some version of that. And it was really powerful, not because he was ready to die, like he wanted to, but that's the thing that Voldemort could never say. Voldemort was always afraid of death and always wanted to like prevent himself from dying. So Harry was in that place of active surrender to say, like, "Take me, I'm ready." And that's really that surrender point, whether it's Jesus or Harry or whoever, you know, Luke Skywalker, whoever the hero or heroine is, when you get to that place, I think that's what makes you most magical, to be able to have that freedom, because otherwise you're oriented around towards survival and you can't be in survival mode and magic at the same time. So magic is sort of this embracing the fact that things are going to leave, that you're going to die, just like Harry did. And that's what made him the most powerful wizard. Right. And that's why he was, quote, the chosen one. It's the same thing Jesus did. There's a lot of Christian iconography in the Harry Potter series. But to me, that's the most important thing. And that's that trauma-informed approach. It happens through relationship. If you look at the difference between Harry and Voldemort, Harry had friends, Harry had relationships, Harry had support, Harry had help. Voldemort didn't. He demanded things. So I think it's really about asking for help and not doing it alone as well. So some combination of all those things.
Christina Carrillo Bucaram, also known as Foley Raw Christina.
I would tell them to first work on taking care of their health and then be open to the journey that comes when this happens. So by taking care of your physical health, what is the next level that you can achieve mentally and spiritually by having this happen? And I know you have a spiritual podcast, so if everybody here is interested in becoming a more spiritual being, you must be cautious of what you put in your body. You can't achieve a greater level of spirituality without taking care of your health. So I welcome you to take care of your physical form so that your spiritual form can truly become more enlightened and embrace the journey.
This woman is truly just a walking inspiration. Her name is Melissa Wood. Now, this higher power that speaks through you gave you free billboards to share one message across the main highways in major cities all around the world. What would these billboards read?
Ooh, God, this is good. I've never heard this. You know, it's not my quote, but I always stand behind this because it's been the ultimate shifter in my life, is to love and accept yourself exactly the way you are. Yeah. Louise Hay.
Yep. That mantra. That's like yep. Theme throughout this entire podcast. One last question that I asked all of the Your Own Magic guests. How would you advise the Your Own Magic listeners to create their own magic?
To really create the space to tune into yourself, to just weed out all the chaos that's going on around you and commit to a practice that serves you.
Oh, yes. Of course, Ainsley MacLeod, here are wise old soul words from Ainsley.
So how to create your own magic.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Well, here's one thing. It's to list, three things that you've always wanted to do. And then just choose one of those and start doing it.
I love that. So practical.
Like no excuses, just like not tomorrow, not the next day, but right away. Start taking steps to make that happen.
Yes. This was one of the teachers that got me into meditation, without him knowing it, of course, from afar. And his name is David G.
I would tattoo someplace on your body, hashtag I trust. And if you're not going to do that, then embed it. Embed it so deeply into you as a daily mantra. Because like right now, I mean, think about it. Right now, there are shooting stars all over the place. And it's like daylight for me. And I know it's probably coming up on nighttime for you. But they're shooting stars everywhere. And we just don't see them. Which means there's magic unfolding in every single moment all around us, but we're just not seeing it. You know, our eyes may be closed to it, or maybe there's a wall in front of us and we're not seeing through it. And so if we can just remind ourselves every single day in every single moment, I trust, I trust, I trust. You know, it comes back to that. Every moment is a choice between a grievance and a miracle. Every single moment. And we always can choose miracle. And we have to know. We can only do that if we trust. So I trust.
And I trust.
Embed that deeply within.
I love that. I trust. I think I will actually get the tattoo, like you said, with the hashtag. It's not the same without the hashtag.
Oh, no, absolutely. You must hashtag it.
I listened to your show and I should be prepared. But can I go through what I believe? Create your own magic by activating your line and following the guidance that comes through.
Obviously. Truly, you found your magic activating that line. You actually found your soul's mission. So, yes. Yeah.
And it's so important to say that our purpose is not our job. That's so North American to think that our purpose is our job. But when I've been in the records for other people and they come with like, what's my purpose? What job do I do? I want to know about career. They say your purpose is something you wake up with and carry with you. So it's how you order coffee. It's how you get groceries. It's how you deal with someone on the phone when you're upset and angry. Like it's your purpose is how you carry yourself. And it is always in a higher, it's always in your highest good. And so some people come in with like their purpose as being teacher. That doesn't mean they're a teacher. That means in any job that they do, whether they're working at a call center or they are a teacher or they're a freelancer or whatever the job that you do, some element of you feels like you're teaching something. Like it does not have your purpose and your gifts do not always have to look spiritual or energetic. It is your medicine to the world. And if you can think of the world as like, or the collective is like this puzzle, you are a puzzle piece and whatever gift you have, whatever it is that you give that gives back to you, that is your contribution. And so when you try it, like people are always like, well, I want to have these spiritual gifts and I want to have this and I want to have that. I'm like, well, one, you receive messages all the time, so you don't have to try, like it's there. And two, when you're looking to someone else, hoping to have their gift, you're missing out on your own magic.
I am happy to share this tail end of her episode again with Byron Katie.
And just sit in them and begin to wake up to some realities that are so far beyond what you could contemplate if you're not in the experience. And it's like a story that can't be told, but it's one that every one of your listeners can realize.
Oh yeah.
So to sit in that stream of consciousness, just one belief at a time. There's even a one belief at a time worksheet on the site for that stream of consciousness.
Oh,
And you can do just one belief at a time, question it. And there's one there. You don't have to sign up for a newsletter. Mm-hmm. You just push print and it just comes right out of your printer and it's just immediate. And then just walk yourself through. And then it's a funny thing. It's like, but I've got millions and millions and millions of them. I can never get this done in a lifetime. I can never. Well, you know, that's just the ego again. If you question one, it shifts all the others to some extent. If you just do the next one, it shifts all the others behind that to some extent until your life becomes, you know, a more enlightened life. Is a happier life, a clearer life. It's our birthright. Freedom is our birthright.
Freedom is our birthright. And it seems to be a big motif in why we even pursue the work for happiness. How would you actually define freedom?
Well, to love everything you think.
Oh, wow.
Because to love everything you think is to love everyone you see and everything you see.
Yes.
Oh. It's our nature and it's everything. And it's what the ego's poor little lost thing is just coming up against all the time, and it's ultimately gonna lose. And so it's terrified. It's coming up with all kinds of little tricks and
it is. But that's not us. Yeah, our nature is to love it all, love everything we think. Oh my gosh, that is the best definition of freedom. Wow.
So just put that little ego on paper as it arises and question it. And it starts, it becomes very still eventually.
It does. Oh
yeah. It finds a mind at home in itself. And it finds a mind at home with itself. And then that's the end of it. It just all turned out to be a joke.
That was nonsense, ego. That was nonsense, mean girl.
Yeah. it's we want to believe that, but I invite the world to test it. Mm-hmm. And Raquel, thank you so much for what you do in the world, and your integrity just blows my mind too, by the way you can just be real and just offer that so freely. And you know, it's like, here we are, the good, the bad, the ugly, and we're all working on it.
We're all working on it daily. Like, wow, Katie, you give me chills.
Oh honey.
And then this is the last question I ask all the Euro Magic guests. How would you advise the Euro Magic listeners to create their own magic?
To be true to themselves and to understand what that is, to question anything less than beautiful.
That just came right out.
Lot of experience.
And this last one, and it was beyond an honor to have him on, Mr. Paul Selig.
Trust the potential that there's more than you see, more than you've known, more than you figured out already. Trust that there's more to be known. Open to wonder. That's where everything happens.
And listener, may I remind you and I that your own magic is your nature. Magic is your nature, and it is your birthright, and you are an intelligent being for a reason. You are born here for a reason and for a purpose. There is nothing, no kryptonite that could ever defeat this. The only piece that may potentially be standing in the way is ourselves, our mind, especially the power of the narratives that it can create to stop us from living our truth. Yet
you realize you are listening to a podcast such as this because your soul has led you to listen more deeply and trust that there is magic for you. There is magic within you for you to open your heart and expand your soul and make an impact in this world, because this world needs you. You deserve whatever lights you up. So listen to the breadcrumbs day by day that light you up. It might start with something small. For me, I believe the opening seed was when I started my health journey. That was the seed that then led me to, miraculously, to yoga, to yada yada, and it led me here, and I'm continuing to being led, being fed, and listening to these breadcrumbs that come on my path. And so I just want you to know that you have many seeds planted before you, and so just nourish them, water them, so they can blossom and you can continue to allow the magic to unfold, because it's an ever-going journey. You are magic. You are. The magic is within you right now, and it's so happy you are taking this time for you and your soul. I already know that.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.